What is up, my favorite transfer cats? Welcome to 30 Days to Transfer. Transfer Man here. Find me at transferman.org and like and subscribe to my YouTube channel for Transfer Man live events all throughout the state, as I will be visiting every UC and Cal State in the system this year. And when I'm there, I'm going to be hosting informational interviews and Time to Transfer, also known as Triple T, videos highlighting each campus. So don't suffer from FOMOOT, that is fear of missing out on transfer. Subscribe today.
I feel lonely. Somebody call me. Traveling around space and time. You're hitching a ride on an asteroid, and I had to make you mine. And they told me I had to come up for air, even though I had you in my sights.
This is episode 3. I am not a fake noodle. You know what they call a fake noodle? An impasta. Ooh. All right. That's right. Today is about the imposter syndrome. And I can't tell you how many students have said, Transfer Man, am I really able to go to a UC? Will they know that I'm a fraud and that I started at the community college? I'm just not prepared or as good as the people that started there as a freshman. So, hey, time out. Let's take a look at two things today, or rather listen. First, let's look at the definition of the imposter syndrome, and then let's look at the facts about California transfer. And then I want you to make up your mind.
I told you hold on tight. It was long, long ago. Now the engines are burning out faster than we need. There's so far to go.
All right, imposter syndrome is a psychological phenomenon characterized by persistent self-doubt and a fear of being exposed as a fraud, despite evidence of one's accomplishments. Individuals with imposter syndrome typically experience doubt in their abilities and achievements. They may attribute their success to external factors such as luck or help from others. They may avoid taking on new challenges or procrastinate on tasks due to the fear of being found incompetent. The constant self-doubt can lead to feelings of anxiety, stress, and depression. They may compare themselves unfavorably to others, feeling like they're not as intelligent, capable, or successful. They may believe that they're not qualified for their achievements and that their success is a result of deception or luck. And finally, it's important to note that imposter syndrome is not a mental health disorder, but it can be a significant source of stress and interfere with your daily life and especially transfer. That's why we're talking about it today. So to combat this fake noodle, I want you to know some facts. First of all, around 77.1% of transfer applicants from California community colleges were admitted to at least one UC campus for fall of 2024. 77%. That is most, by far, the most of the people who are applying are getting into a UC. The UC system's first-year retention rate for transfer students is currently 93.1%, close to the freshman retention rate. And this retention rate's been rising, exceeding 93% for all students, including those who are low-income, first-generation, or from underrepresented groups. So people who get into the UC stay. That tells me a whole lot. It tells me you're prepared. In 2024, the transfer rate from California community colleges to the UC system was approximately 26% of all UC enrollees, representing roughly 35,000 students who applied for transfer to the UC system. Overall, 94% of all California resident transfer students to the UC in 23-24 academic year came from community colleges. So, the vast majority of people getting in are from California community colleges. They're getting in at a really high rate, and they're staying in. And for the Cal State system, it's even higher. Though, you know, obviously from certain majors and certain schools, it may vary, but 90% of applicants are admitted to at least one campus in the CSU system. That's amazing. And this data comes from the reports from the California State Auditor, the Gov site, and CalMatters. So you know why the transfer rates are so high and the retention rates are so high? It's because you're ready. They know that, and they want you. Transfers are prepared. They are tenacious. They are the safest bet in the system. You are a proven commodity. You have a track record in college, and that's why students who couldn't get into UCLA, for example, in high school, get in as transfers, because you are a proven success. We'll talk more specifically about transfer details later in the series, but for today, I want you to know that if you've got a 2.0 GPA, you are eligible to transfer. And if you have a 3.0 or higher, you're becoming competitive for the UC, depending on your major. So bottom line, the California Community College prepares you. I have never once had a student come back and say, "I was not prepared." They say things like, "Yeah, the quarter system is really fast at the UC and, you know, versus the semester," but they never said that they can't do it. And you know what? You're the same. So here's your homework today. Check out the transfer rates at your schools. Use your critical thinking skills and see for yourself. And remember, every transfer application season is different. You're not competing against the past. You're competing against who applies this year in your major. And guess what? It's your year. It is your year. Tomorrow's episode is called Giving Yourself the Boot. Do you know where the term sabotage comes from? Well, Napoleon Transferpart will be joining me to give a light history of French. I know. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. And until then, we are not called to be average. We are called to be excellent. I'll see you tomorrow.